Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. That is the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. Mm-hmm. And it reads as follows: And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Mm-hmm. Today's sermon will be on the topic, be transformed. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at the scripture. The first thing we said is, be not conformed. The word conform means to be similar or identical, to act in accordance with prevailing standards or customs. Mm-hmm. Paul was telling the Romans not to be conformed to the ways of the world. Let's dive into this. The Roman believers were similar or identical to non-believers, right? Mm-hmm. They acted no differently and became a part of the system. They had conformed so much that no one could tell the difference between the believers and the non-believers. Mm-hmm. Paul told the believers that this is unacceptable. So, how do you conform to the ways of the world? And the other question is, have you conformed to the ways of the world? Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about it for a minute. When we do things that we do things sometimes so we can be accepted by the world. Know what I mean?
Yep.
This is how the people of the world act. They're so busy trying to be accepted, to be a part of something, that they lose sight on who they are. Mm. If we act this way, then we have conformed to the world. Right? Mm-hmm. Here's another one. We conform to the world when we talk like the world. Mm-hmm. Okay? The world curses. And if you curse, then you have conformed to the way of the world. Make sense? Mm-hmm. How about the way we treat each other? The people of the world are so concerned about their own agenda and getting ahead that they use people to help their cause. Right? The world are users. If we act this way, then we conform to the world. Because that's what the world does. Mm. How about being manipulated by the media? Here's a real good one, right? The media tells us that we should fear our own shadow. Mm. They feed us bad news every single day, and instead of us leaning on our faith, we conform to the world and are afraid, just like the world is. Mm. The media tells us that we should, here's another one. The media tells us that we should spend money on a one-time sale on Black Friday. That's the world telling us that. Mm. The world shows us commercials over and over again, mm-hmm. and we conform to the world by buying into what they're talking about. Hmm. And spending more money than we probably should. Hmm. If we really stop to think about it, the one-time sale usually is on sale again months later. So it's not truly a one-time sale. But we got caught up in the hype. That's we got true. Caught up in the whole Black Friday thing. Hmm. There really is no Black Friday thing. It's something the media made up. Mm. But the world buys into that. Oh man, I gotta go to Amazon right away. Mm. I'm guilty. I ain't gonna kid you. I love me some Amazon. But what I'm saying is, we gotta stop that. We can't conform to what the world is telling us we should be doing. Because mm-hmm. in the long run, when we're spending all this money, some of which we don't really have, we're putting on credit cards, mm. all it's doing is causing us debt, which causes us stress, mm-hmm. which makes us just like the world.
That's true.
We're Christians. We shouldn't be tripping over anything, right?
Right.
Now I'm going to touch on a very, very touchy subject, but it needs to be said. Mm-hmm. How about the way we worship God? Mm-hmm. The church is conforming to the way of the world in many ways. The music is loud, and the dancing is like what we used to do in the club back in the day. The temple of God used to be sacred. The people of the world are taking over the services, and we have no one to blame but ourselves for allowing it to happen. You with me? Mm-hmm. When I was a child, we had Sunday clothes. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That was reserved for church. Mm-hmm. It was your best clothes, and you wore it because Sunday services were considered special. Mm-hmm. When we came into the sanctuary, we respected it by being polite, quiet, and respectful of the house of the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand if you have a limited wardrobe. I used to have one suit and a tie, so I understand that, right? As a kid, I would sometimes just wear a dress shirt and slacks with a tie because that was all that I had. Okay? I'm sure that if we really wanted to, we could get some kind of dress clothes or outfit for church. It doesn't have to be fancy. And God knows what you have. Right?
Right.
Where is the respect for God's house when you arrive wearing everyday clothes like jeans, tight-fitting skirts, and tennis shoes? Right? This is a perfect example of people conforming to the way of the world, whether anyone wants to admit it or not. Okay? It's going on, saints. I'm not making this up. It is what it is. Right? Now, I was thinking about that Sunday thing, and we really used to really get into worshiping God. And we wouldn't let the world distract us. We would go in church. It was our time to fellowship with others. On one common goal, to praise and worship God and hear from God. Right? What's the agenda now? I had a conversation with my wife. We were talking the other night, just yesterday in fact, about how churches' missions have changed. Where their mission used to be to help people grow in God. Right? And the church used to help people and their communities. The church doesn't do that as much as they used to. And as a result, a lot of these churches are losing people. And the churches are closing. And we wonder why. We keep conforming, trying to be like the world, and this is our reward. Man, let me get off of that for a second. I'm going to let that sink in. If we continue in our old ways and do not want to change, that is what the people of the world do. 2 Corinthians 5:27 states, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." Amen? That says a lot. The second part of the scripture tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The word transform means to change in character or condition, to convert. In other words, our mind must be renewed for us to be transformed.
Amen.
We've been living in this world that has been telling us what we should do, how we should look, what we should wear, what we should drive, where we should live. It's telling us instead of us telling them.
Amen.
Right? We have been conformed to the world. But to be transformed means to be changed in character or condition.
Yes.
We must remember that God gave all of us free will to make our own decisions.
Yes.
We must decide whether we want our minds renewed or changed. This is a controversial decision because as humans, we like to be in control.
Yes.
However, for our minds to be renewed, it will take divine intervention and a process. to be renewed.
Yeah.
It will not happen overnight, but it will take patience on our part to break all these habits that we have done all our lives. Mm. We've been conforming and not even knowing that we were doing it. It is kind of our fault, you know, if you think about it, but if you don't know, you don't know, okay? And a lot of times, we don't know, and that's not good. Mm. Well, God is telling us so we know. Amen?
Amen.
Renewing of your mind, that implies that our mind has been brainwashed. Wouldn't you agree? Mm. It's telling us that our mind has been conformed. Like I was saying, it happened overnight. It's been happening all our life. Every little bit, every little day. Mm. It's just been going on and on and on and on. Mm. Before we know it, we're no different than the non-believers. Mm. We're the children of Christ, right? The last part of our scripture states that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hmm. Now that's the why behind all of this.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
We do not conform, but we get renewed because it is the will of God. Hmm. Period. The Lord knows everything and is aware of the ways of the world. He understands what we have to deal with and wants to help us. He sees what's going on. He knows.
Yes.
He barely recognizes the world he created. I'm going to say that right straight up, okay? Mm. He barely recognizes it. We are supposed to be the light of the world then, now, and forever. Mm. If the world sees that you are being like them in your actions, deeds, and language, then why would they want to come to Christ? Mm. He got quiet. Our light should shine, right? Mm-hmm. The world should see that we are different. The world should see that we are in the world, but not a part of what the world is doing. Mm-hmm. With me? The world should see that we can't be manipulated by the media or anyone else. Mm. I'm going to stop there for a second because the media is crazy. It have you scared to death. Oh, the flu is outrageous this year. The flu is every year. Mm. You know, there's no year without the flu. Mm. Why is it so bad this year than it was last year? Mm-hmm. It's the same flu. It may have a different name, but it's the same flu, right? And we get so scared. Oh my God, we got to get the flu shot. And I got the flu shot, but I'm 68, okay? I got to do what I got to do. God ain't dumb. He gave us a shot. Okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. But you see what I'm saying? We are panicking. Christians panic more than regular folk. Okay? We do. Mm. We get so caught up in what's going on in the world that we forget that we're Christians. We forget that we're better than all that. We're above all that. We got a God that we serve that is awesome. Mm-hmm. There's no need for us to be that way. None. We are the children of God, pure and simple.
Amen.
When we are transformed by changing our mind, then people will want the peace of mind that we have. Hmm. Think about it. We continue our mind where it is. Mm-hmm. We have no peace. Mm-hmm. Every little thing going on in the world is affecting us. Hmm. If our mind is changed to the mind of God, we understand it. It ain't all that. Okay, it's not really all that. Mm-hmm. You know, the world may think it's all that, but we see the truth. Mm-hmm. It's not all that. Okay? Now, if people see that we have peace mm-hmm. and they don't, mm-hmm. we won't have to put up a sign saying come to church. They'll come. Definitely. Like, I want what this person have, right?
Yeah.
I want peace in my life. If you look around, there's no peace. Where's the peace? Mm. Who could sit here and say, you know what? I ain't affected by any of this. Mm. I'm not there. Mm. Okay? Your pastor is not there. Mm. And You aren't even, okay? Let's just be honest. None of us are there, okay? That's the truth. But can you imagine? Just for a second, I want you to imagine that we are there. That we don't get upset when the news tell us that the world is facing a financial crisis, or this country's mad at this country, or all the other nonsense. They're going to cut school funding and all this other stuff that we hear daily. Can you imagine a life where that doesn't affect you at all? Mm. Can you imagine how much peace that is? You just walk around, la-di-da-di-da-da-da. No worries, no strife, no stress. That's having your mind renewed to think with the mind of God versus think with the mind of the world. Okay? Amen. Saints, it is the will of God that we do not conform but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Amen. Then, and only then, can we prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You with me?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this enlightening word. Thank you, Father, for showing us that we have conformed. And Father, we ask forgiveness and we repent, Father, for we have conformed to the world, whether we want to admit it or not. Well, when we're going to admit it right here and right now, Lord, please forgive us.
Yes.
Father, help us, Lord, to want to have our mind renewed or changed.
Yes.
Help us to want to convert. Help us to understand that it is your will that we do convert.
Yes.
Help us in that process, Lord, because we know it won't be an overnight thing. Mm-mm. But we're looking at the big picture, Lord. Once we our minds are renewed and transformed, we won't have the worries of the world. Mm-mm. The light in us will be shining brighter than ever. People will see you in us.
Yes.
Help us, Almighty Father, in this regard. Father, I pray that your word will go forth throughout the land. I pray that you draw people to hear this, Lord. Help them to understand that, you know, it's okay to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Father, I pray that you'll be glorified in this word. May your word go forth throughout the land. Father, we thank you, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.